Miss something? Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here. Catch up right here. Claire and Dane's podcast.
Claire, it is fast approaching. June 21 is the date.
I know you're very excited for this.
I am. The Griffith Regional Theatre is brand new community production. It is wicked. And joining us now in the studio, we have one of the lead witches, Green Witch Elphaba D. Farnell. Hello.
Hi.
And we've got the director, Donnie Hillam.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, this is so exciting, guys. Donnie, we'll start with you, mate. 7-ish weeks to go. How are you feeling?
I'm getting a little nervous, only because of through excitement.
Yeah.
We're well on track. I'm very happy where we are with this show. I was very lucky yesterday to go and see the new lighting in the theatre.
Oh, wow.
Oh, have they put it all up now?
Yes, and ticket price alone, the lighting is going to be incredible. something that...
Come and see the lighting.
We're not even going to be on
stage. I'm sure John, who's doing the lighting and, with me, is more excited than I am, but the possibilities for this show are unbelievable.
Now, Don, can you just explain to anyone who may not have seen Wicked before what this is all about?
Well, basically, this is the prequel to the Wizard of Oz. So we find out why the Tin Man became the Tin Man, why the lion has no heart, where the scarecrow, how the scarecrow was formed, and also how the witches got their personalities for that show.
Right. I'm in the show now. I only just understand what's going on. Donnie, let's talk about a very famous scene in the show. It's Act 1, Scene 8. Just on that, how's that one looking?
Well, that's one of the, that would be one of the highlights of the show thus far, without a doubt.
Now, of course, no one knows.
Scene.
Yeah,
that's
no one knows what Act 1, Scene 8 is, except for Dane, because that's your little highlight, isn't it?
It is.
Your one sentence.
Yeah, Dee and I worked together in the scene. It's amazing stuff.
It is amazing. Your acting. Wow, is only surpassed by your dancing in the previous
scene. I thought you were going to say something else for a second then, Dee.
And Dee, playing Elphaba, of course. Now, you do have a small musical theatre background. Playing this role, were you so excited when you got it? Like, it's a big role, a lot of big songs.
Oh,
that
my
you have
gosh,
to perform.
It's enormous. And I am super, super, super excited. Just her, who she is. Let alone the incredible songs that she gets to sing and working with Donnie again and the team. Yeah, bit pumped.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
I think Elphaba would be one of the largest female roles ever written for musical theatre. I can't think of very few other roles where somebody's on stage as much and has such large songs to sing in a musical.
Dee, how have you kind of got yourself into Elphaba's head in a way?
She's got two boys. How do you
say?
Do you know what? The more it goes on, the more I see parallels. So Elphaba can be quite feisty. And since having children, I can go from 0 to 200 pretty quickly.
But she's also misunderstood, isn't
she,
really?
Very much so, yeah. And I think, you know, don't judge a book by its cover kind of thing that I think everybody experiences.
Absolutely.
You know, she's actually incredibly normal. And that's been a challenge in some ways because it's difficult sometimes to be normal on stage. Sometimes it's easier to be big and hilarious or, you know, silly or whatever. But she's actually, you know, she's incredibly passionate and, no, it's been good, challenging and easy all at the same time.
Wow.
It's been really odd.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So with the emotions that you've got to bring out on stage as well, have you had to kind of channel all of those emotions up and really practice that?
I think with acting, for me at least, and for the training that I've had, the more that you can just be in the moment, the easier it is. Rather than having to sort of conjure stuff up to just go, this is the reality of this character and I'm just going to pretend to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've found that easier, at least for this role. Yeah.
Okay. And I think the chemistry between the witches is one thing.
Oh, that's great.
That's a highlight.
Yeah.
I think the audiences are going to really love that chemistry because sometimes it's feisty and sometimes it's loving and but it's genuine.
Yeah, true.
It's a genuine chemistry that you can't direct that. It's either there or it's not. And in this show, it's there, which is fantastic.
Of course, playing Glinda the Good is Simone Crossley, who was Belle in Beauty and the Beast. We caught it a couple of years ago. We've got to play a song, but we are going to come back. Dee, you're going to sing.
Yes.
I've been waiting to hear you sing this song since I found out we're doing the show and I was part of the show.
I feel like you want to.
I do. You'll be performing Defying Gravity or a small part of it for us right after this on Hit. We are joined here in the studio, Claire, with two very special guests. We've got Dee Funnell playing Elphaba in the community production of Wicked. We've got the director, Don Hillam, as well. Tickets go on sale 10 o'clock today.
Yes.
Griffith Regional Theatre opens June 21st,
and
day
Dee,
after my birthday.
Dee is about to sing something very special for us. No pressure here, Dee, whatsoever.
No, it's fine.
Are you ready?
Don, it's got to be the biggest song in the show that 99% of people would know, surely.
Exactly. It's the most recognisable of all the songs, but all the music in this show is unbelievable.
Oh, so good.
Unbelievable. And
tricky to sing, I might add.
Very tricky to sing.
For a non-trained singer like myself.
No, it's everything in this show is difficult.
Including working with me. Performing Defying Gravity from Wicked, Deanna Funnell. You!
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes.
And how did it feel to sing? Is it feeling good?
It is. I prefer it on stage, if I'm honest. This is a weird
very different, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I mean, you don't have the rest of the atmosphere around you like you normally would on stage.
Yeah.
No,
it's
good,
though.
The dry ice, the flying black cloths beneath. You don't want to give too much away. Don, Dee, thanks for coming in, guys. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.